Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. His friends call him Little Richard, and he says you can be his friend. He's still rocking after all these years, and I'm happy about that. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still rocking after all these years, too. Thanks for being part of our day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there and click on Ivan Meisner's position, which is very handy this week because he's on the show, but he's easy to find if you type his name into the search engine or look under the M's in the alphabetical listing in the Brain Trust. You can find him. You can find all the things he's done with us now over the last more than 10 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for probably about 11 years or so, and we're glad to have him here. Ivan is the chairman, the founder of BNI Business Network International. Ivan, thank you again for hanging out with us. You're bringing your second quarter survey that you guys conducted, the BNI Business Index. It's a global index. One of the things I like about your survey, Ivan, because we've already said that our numbers tend to track pretty closely with mine and with other surveys that are out there, but your guys comment. They give you their thoughts. They lay it on the line for you. I like to hear about some of the things that they talk about. What are some examples?
Well, we got 400 responses in terms of open-ended comments.
Wow.
1,700 people responded to the survey, but 400 people left comments about the economy. And it was really interesting. One of the first things that we got pretty quickly was that there was relief from the environmental issues. Because in the first quarter, oh my goodness, there were so many comments about how the environment was killing them with the oil spill or an earthquake or the weather or the rain, the snow, all of these different things happening in the world that were actually creating some serious problems for a lot of business people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at least there was this sigh of relief that the environment had let up a little bit, the problems with the environment.
Well, yeah, you've got... From a global survey like yours, you hear about the environmental stuff all over the place.
We had the New Zealand earthquake, the Australian storms, the American storms, of course the Japan earthquake, tsunami,
mm-hmm.
All of that was an oil spill in the Gulf that came in there, and so there's just so many things that popped up
mm-hmm.
that didn't happen this quarter, which is good. But there were four common themes that were really prevalent in the remarks. One was the importance of being leaner and meaner. The second was people's networking efforts. The third was creating a new focus, specializing in some way. And the fourth was one that I heard you talking about in your last segment, and that's government regulation killing business. Those were the four things that came
right.
up
consistently. Right. Well, now when they say leaner and meaner, what were their comments there?
When they talk about leaner and meaner, there's one comment in particular that I thought was really good. He said, "Look, today you got to be leaner, keener, and meaner. you really have to cut back the fat. You have to be very focused." And very assertive about going out and getting business. It's not going to just walk through the front door.
Right.
And so I thought that echoed a lot of people's comments. People were talking about the fact that you really have to go out and get it, that 2009 was better than 2008. 2009 was better, 2010 was better, but not as good as 2008. 2008 was still a better year than...
Right, because the bad stuff really happened at the end of the year.
And, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so what about 2011? What are the and of course then 2010 was better than 9.
And 2011 seems to be better than 2010.
Right.
But not as good as 2008.
Not by much. Now the leaner and meaner thing that's happening right now, and that's one of the reasons why the economy is still struggling, because people aren't spending a lot of money. They're not investing. When you and I are looking around and we see opportunity, we start thinking about how to support that opportunity, and that typically means that we invest in advance of the opportunity.
Yeah. And for small businesses, you have to have access to money to some extent. And,
right.
You know, what came up over and over again in the survey this quarter and last quarter was how difficult it was to get money out of banks, that they really haven't loosened up in lending. I mean, I've been in business 26 years. I had American Express cut my credit line by 50%.
Wow.
50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I have good financials.
Right.
And they cut my by 50%. So it's very, very different. I can't imagine being a business that was, you know, desperate and had to have that credit line.
Right.
I can't imagine what would happen to that.
The networking was something that they all talked about. Of course, you expect that because that's what you guys do.
I do, and in previous surveys, I've actually left it out of my survey results, but it came up so much in this particular survey, I couldn't leave it out. I mean, I want this survey to be, you know, as much as possible a reflection of what people are saying, and so I had to put it in because there were just so many comments talking about referral marketing, really salvaging their business. I had one person say networking is the only area that new business is coming in from. But the internet and social networking has become a way of diluting the marketplace, not helping. And he felt that unless you meet people face-to-face or have an intensive conversation with them, that you're just not inclined to get the trust that you need.
Well, if people are holding on to their cash, they're only going to turn it loose with people that they've already been pre-qualified, and that comes from referral marketing, doesn't it?
It really does. It does. And we saw that over and over again. One person said that business networking is more critical today because of the economy, the competitive factors, the lack of effectiveness with traditional marketing,
right.
And it was helping them do well.
Hold on to that thought. BNI.com is the website. Ivan Meisner is the founder. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.